big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Astros and Pirates. My guy, Burrows tonight. Awfully important that he pitches well because you got to beat Paul Skeens tomorrow. But you got Eric Geddy. Maybe the best matchup in baseball history tomorrow.
Dude, Eric Geddy is for real.
Eric Geddy's awesome, dude. And you know who else is pretty good? Is Imai. And you know who else? Kaiway. They've been pitching pretty damn well lately.
Imai's been better. I mean, he's...
Last three starts, he's been really good.
He was pretty good. I mean, I still thought we'd see maybe a little bit higher punch out total.
He gave up two runs. He's facing Mizorowski, and he gives up two runs.
Yeah. How many innings did he go? Five? Five and a third, was it?
He went six?
That's tough for him to go six. He throws so many pitches.
Is it now?
He throws so many pitches.
Let's see. In my game log, he's been good. Oh, six, two earned runs. Six, no earned runs.
Yeah, he's got his ERA down to 5.52.
Yeah.
1.36. He's had to go on that thing. Yeah, it's been. And then the game before that was pretty good by his standards. 4 2/3, five hits, three earned runs.
Five strikeouts, no walks.
Yeah. He's got seven strikeouts and six walks in his last two. His last three would be 12 and six. But, yeah, it is. I mean, the walk thing is a real issue for him.
Yeah.
28 strikeouts and 20 walks is not ideal.
No, he's non-competitive a lot. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even close sometimes. And you're like, come on, just throw. Goodness gracious. That start in Minnesota was like, dude, what are you doing? Just throw it. Throw it over the plate.
So I wasn't able to see. I was out of town. I couldn't see the Mizorowski game. How did he look? How hard was he throwing? Is he better than Skeens?
I mean, Yordan, 103, 103, 102, sit down.
Is he better than Skeens? I said something. And people
Paredes
got all upset
had a
on
double
Twitter.
Against them. That was the first extra base hit since April 19th.
I know I took a lot of crap for mentioning that he needs to be mentioning the same thing with Skeens, and people got all upset about it. And this is before the season started. It was after their first two starts is when I said this. And he's continued on. Actually, Skeens is actually have you looked at Skeens lately?
No,
go look at Paul Skeens lately. Go look at his last three starts. It ain't the same as Mizorowski's.
No, ain't nobody the same except Christopher Sanchez. Those are the only two.
And Spencer Arrighetti.
And well, no, these guys are even
Paul Skeens is 6-5 with a 2.89 right now.
Yeah,
the WHIP is still low, but his last three, five and a third. He gave a three runs, but only one was earned. The game before that, five innings pitched, four earned runs. The game before that, five innings. Pitch five earned runs.
We're catching him at the right time.
Yeah. I mean, he's thrown 15 and a third innings his last three games, and he's given up 10 earned runs, and he's given up 19 hits during that time. 19 hits. So something has been off his last three starts.
We don't want to make him better.
No.
I mean, we don't need him to get good again. We need Paul Skeens to be crappy. We need crappy Paul Skeens. Listen, Mizorowski is good. Historic. This month, he gave up one run all month.
Yeah.
Okay? So, nobody's Mizorowski. Although, Sanchez has been incredible. We've got some National League starters that are just ridiculous right now. Ridiculous.
It's crazy. In his last 44 starts, Paul Skeens is 16-15. 16-15 in his last 44 starts. Mm-hmm. Now, the ERA is in the about the 2.3 range, so it's pretty low. The WHIP is going to be at about the 0.91 range. Pretty low. But it was his rookie year where he was 11-3. Since then, he's been 10-10 and 6-5.
So, yeah. Okay, so
that
guy Mizorowski.
Would never re-signed there in
Mizorowski,
a million years.
Incredible. Christopher Sanchez, get this. He was 4-0 in May. An ERA of 0. He pitched 7 innings, 8 innings,
oh
9
God.
Innings, 7 innings, 8 innings.
He didn't give up a run.
45 strikeouts, 3 walks.
Holy crap.
45-3. I mean,
he's 29 years old.
Who do you give the pitcher of the month to? It might have to be Sanchez and not Mizorowski.
How's that possible? But my
Holy
goodness,
crap.
Look at these numbers. Now, the no earned runs is really, really impressive. I mean, the strikeouts to innings pitch are pretty impressive, too.
45-3?
Yeah, man.
I mean, these are the dumbest numbers I've ever seen. 45-3. He pitches 7, 8, 9, 7, 8 innings, 39 innings, giving up 25 hits, 3 walks. Wow. And he's 4-0 with no earned runs. You have to give him pitcher of the month. And Mizorowski, because Mizorowski gave up actually a run, so in the month.
Yeah, Mizorowski's hit total. 7 innings, 3 hits, 7 innings, 2 hits, 6 innings, 3 hits, 7 innings, 4 hits, 6 innings, 2 hits. His strikeout totals 8, 12, 8, 10, 11. Walks 0, 1, 1, 0, 2. I don't know. This guy's been pretty
what
wicked
was his
also.
Month?
In terms of his win losses, I'll have to look cuz it's not done. Baseball Reference is such a
Oh, you're not you know, you got to get on ESPN.
I know. Here, I'll pull it up on ESPN in a second.
Anyway.
His month is, well, yeah. I mean, what a couple of choices this is.
Who gets pitcher of the month? That's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
His splits for the month of, here it is. His splits for the month of May, he's 5-0. So for the month of May, he was 5-0. With a 109 batting average against, he had 57 strikeouts to 6 walks, 38 and a third innings, gave up 14 hits. His ERA was
23.23.
So his ERA was 23. He pitched 38 and a third innings with 14 hits and 57 strikeouts.
I don't know who you give it to.
And a 109 batting average against. 109.
He pitched 7-7-6-7-6, 5 and a third. 5-0. 57 strikeouts and 6 walks. What's better, 45-3 or 45-3 is even better.
Strikeout
actually.
To, yeah, but if you look at all the other stats, I mean, Sanchez, it's not like Sanchez isn't really good. You're talking about a 101 average to 181, 38 and one third innings pitched to 14 hits. Sanchez is 39-25. 4-0 versus 5-0. I mean, who cares? They're both. And Sanchez even has a complete game in there.
Yeah. And, well, he's gone 8 twice. He went 9 once. I mean, I have to give it to Sanchez, I think. 0 earned runs.
I bet he's not. Well, you know what? Because Mizorowski's going to get it again, his numbers across the board are not better than Mizorowski's, but Mizorowski is going to win a lot of these. Give it to the 29-year-old. Give it to the 29-year-old Sanchez.
Yeah. Something happened with Sanchez because he just is taken off.
What are you trying to say?
I have no idea. I have no idea what happened to him, but
he was 13-5 last year.
Yeah, that's great.
With a 2.50 ERA, it's not like
Did he have a 0 ERA?
No, but his WHIP was 1.06. His WHIP is lower than it is this year. I mean, he's pretty damn skippy last year. 2.50 ERA with a 1.06 WHIP. He was pretty damn good last year. Are we trading Yordan for Christopher Sanchez?
No, he's 29.
Would you trade Yordan for Mizrowski straight up?
Yes. Straight up?
Yeah.
No, they'd have to give us more. Yeah.
He hasn't had any arm injuries yet, so I feel like you got to wait until after a guy's had some arm injuries.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's what the major league is like. Skeens hasn't either.
So, yeah, Paul Skeens.
Even Verlander eventually had it. Gerrit Cole eventually had it. These guys all eventually have arm. We used to say that with Roger and with Andy Pettit and with Pedro and Smoltz and Glavin and Maddox. When did they miss 2 years due to the surgery? No. Never. Randy Johnson, never. None of those guys. And now it's like, it eventually got Gerrit Cole. It eventually got Justin Verlander. It gets Fromber hasn't had it yet.
Well, if you ever even pitch in Houston, you get it. So watch it, Paul Skeens. Watch it. 713-780-3776. Trying to catch up here.
Steven Strasburg, Shohei Ohtani's had it. Yeah.
No.
It's a joke.
Time to talk about HRMP again, my people over there. And we have so many people that talk about HRMP on our radio, okay? If you own a business and HRMP is partnered with you, you will come in and do a testimonial for them. You will talk about how much, what they've done for you, what they've done for your business, how they're not just, you know, you're not a client of theirs. They actually partner in your business because they want to make sure they only thrive if you thrive. They're only good if you are good. If your bottom line improves, and it could improve drastically with HRMP. You don't know. You got to do something. You got to have them come to your business absolutely free. Look at what you do. I've seen the process. I've done it a couple of times. Set them up with people, and afterwards they're like, yes, it's incredible what HRP has done for my business, how much it has led to the bottom line. And that's the most important thing, because your business only succeeds if you succeed, and you only succeed if your costs are less than your revenue, right? So they lower your costs, and you improve your revenue because you're not concentrating on this stuff, on the HR and the payroll and the taxes and doing all of that stuff and using all your energy to that. No, you're using your energy towards your business. So let HRP come and just give you a breakdown of what they can do for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Look, it's weekday mornings from 7 to 10. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. But you see, looks like the Bears have said they are moving, and the city just said, okay, calling their bluff. The Mavs are moving.
Well, the Bears are moving to Hammond, more than likely, Indiana.
To Indiana, right. Right. The Mavs are moving. Valley View Mall. Hey, listen.
What?
The Mavs set up in downtown is really, really cool, really done well, and yet when their lease expires, they're out of American Airlines, and that's not until 31-32, but they're going to build a new arena up north about 12 miles, I think, from where they are now.
Mm.
But it's still Dallas. It's still Dallas.
Yeah, all these are, yeah. Yeah, the Bears one is not, because they were either going to go far north or they were going to go, east. And so they're in a different state, which looks bad state-wise. It's actually going to be quicker for a lot of people from Chicago to get there, but they're playing in Indianapolis. It's just super weird. It's just super weird. It's one thing to...
Well, not Indianapolis.
I mean, not Indianapolis. I'm sorry, yeah. Hammond, Indy. And they're playing in Indiana.
Right.
Which feels weird, but from a distance standpoint, what Joe George told me is...
Probably easier. From where I grew up, easier to get to than downtown Chicago.
That's what Joe told me.
Yeah. But the Mavs, when asked about what are they going to do about the Dirk Nowitzki statue, somebody said they're going to trade it for a Byron Scott statue and put that
That's
up there.
Terrible.
That is terrible. But that's where that trade is right now.
Uh-huh.
That's where that trade is right now. Yeah, 7378037776 is the number. If you got, if you want to get in,
you know,
here.
We haven't talked about. Did you see the guy from Aspiration, who was the group that was basically can't really say anything else other than was just basically funneling money. It was they were caught for fraud. They were the tree service company that supposedly Kawhi Leonard was working for or whatever. That guy got 14 years in prison. That cannot bode well for what's going to happen with the Clippers. And Steve Ballmer and Adam Silver. Don't you think when the guy goes to prison and the Clippers were involved with that guy and there was an involvement with Kawhi Leonard supposedly speaking for him and collecting money for doing nothing, don't you think that they're going to have to be punished by the league?
Yeah, I would. You would think, but yeah, the NBA. Oh, it's Kawhi. You know, I know Wemby just elbowed dude in the throat, but it's Wemby. It's okay.
Yeah, but Kawhi's not the hot name anymore.
No, he's not the hot name
anymore. He's an older player.
Oh, well, we're going to take a stand now.
Well, yeah, that's when it's best to take a stand.
The NBA's just is phony.
I'll bet you I don't think Kawhi's getting in trouble. I think the Clippers, I'll bet you the Clippers get maybe a couple million-dollar fine. It's Steve Ballmer, big deal anyway. But I'll bet you they get fined in the millions, in a few millions, and I bet you they lose a draft pick.
Yeah.
They circumvented the cap.
Yeah.
You remember what happened with Joe Smith in Minnesota? I think Minnesota lost multiple first-round picks. This was a clear circumvention of the cap, or that's what it appears to be, based on a company that is doing where the head is doing 14 years in prison for malfeasance, and the Clippers ended up being ensconced in some ways in that. I mean, we don't know how deep it went, but it sure doesn't look good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look good, but it's the NBA. They're not, can't trust them. You know what? They may do some, but yeah, come down hard on the Clippers because we're going to keep the Clippers from being really good.
Well, no, it's easier now because it's the Clippers.
Well, it's
easier.
If it was the Lakers
or Oklahoma,
what would they do?
Or Oklahoma City right now, they wouldn't want to do it.
No, you can't trust. You can't. If you touch anybody at Oklahoma City, it's a foul.
Mm-hmm.
But now Wemby's the new. Now he's the.
He's the golden boy.
Well, we'll see, though.
He's pretty damn good, though.
Because a Knicks win for the NBA would be, I mean.
Well, then they got to beat the Spurs. Then we'll see if they can beat the Spurs. Because
let's see who the referees are for.
They got to play the game.
We got to find out.
These refs aren't going to have any impact on this game, I don't think. And you don't have a bet. They're not bad floppers. Neither one of these teams are bad floppers. I mean, Wemby will sell calls, but neither one of these are like super flops. The Knicks play it pretty straight up. Most of the Spurs play it pretty straight up. I remember before the series got underway, the Oklahoma City Thunder was considered a 350 minus 350 favorite over the Knicks. And San Antonio was minus 300. I bet you, I'm going to go look at it now, but I'll bet you good money, it's much lower now. I bet the Knicks have more respect.
I would think.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this layoff isn't going to be good for the Knicks, though.
John, minus 190 versus plus 165. There's a long layoff, but the Spurs also just went through a game 7 grind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one takes more out of you?
It does. It does. But
Spurs 4.5 game.
I'd almost rather be on a roll, and then sit all this time. You know.
Yeah. I don't know how the teams feel about it, but yeah, that's a long. It's a 10-day sit. It's a 10-day sit. I'm looking at this. The line is -4.5. Spurs. I'm okay with that. The over-under is 218.5. I like that under.
You like under 218?
Uh-huh. I think it'll be a grind. And remember, if you think the Knicks could be impacted by the layoff, yeah, then one of the ways that impact manifests itself is with shooting.
Yeah, the
Spurs can defend, too.
Yeah, the Spurs can defend. And yeah, you're probably right. In this layoff, I mean, nobody was hotter shooting than the Knicks. Holy crap. They were so good. And all this waiting up, we'll see. And listen, the Spurs can defend the three-point line, too. Mm-hmm. They've got athletes all over the place. Yep.
They got multiple different players who can kind of add some defensive help to Jalen Brunson, too, if they run a lot of screen and rolls. So this is – it actually figures to be a really –
Who covers Jalen Brunson? Who's on him?
Oh.
Castle, Vassell.
Harper.
Johnson. Harper. Ciampani.
What's the what's the deal right now with
I mean, they got multiple guys.
Wait, what's the deal with Fox's health right now?
Scott Foster?
No, De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox too? Yeah. I wouldn't put him on him. De'Aaron Fox has been playing.
Why wouldn't you play him with you're probably right. I want a more defensive oriented.
Yeah.
Vassell probably some. I'd run Dylan Harper at him some. I don't know that I want to take Castle and make him defend that hard that much. Well, I think Castle's so important.
He just plays so hard.
I know. Anyway. And I think he reminds me so much of a young Kawhi. There's just so much that you're going to be counting on him to do offensively. I think the Knicks actually could be in trouble. The more I think about this long a layoff, a defensive oriented, I think we're in for an ugly game one.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you that the TV numbers are way better for this series. Even though it's the Spurs, there's something about Wemby.
Yeah, I think Wemby is a...
Wemby's a headliner.
Yeah.
The Knicks are the Knicks. And it was Oklahoma City in the finals last year. This is going to be... There's a lot more. I think a lot more people are going to see this one. I saw the hockey ratings were way up, too. Are you watching any hockey?
I saw... Yeah, some. I mean, I wanted Montreal to advance. I wanted that storyline. But, the Hurricanes are... I mean, in Vegas. Vegas just came out of nowhere. And it's just been kicking everybody's ass.
Slaughtering people.
Yeah. I mean, who in the world talk about? But we'll see. Carolina's a really good team. Really good team.
Yeah, and they have been. So this is a good matchup. Just the other day, I was in a bar on Saturday night, and the bartender there is the guy who he was kind of a no-nonsense guy, but he was talking about, I was in New York, and he was in the middle of watching what would have been Saturday. Would it have been who was there? Who did they just get done playing?
Who?
Oh, he was a Canadiens. That's what it was.
Yeah.
He was a Canadiens fan, and they were getting stomped 4-0 at that time. No, because that was Wednesday. I'm not sure what game I was watching, but because they haven't played since. Yeah, Carolina hadn't played since Friday, May 29th. Oh, no, that's what it was. Yeah, it was 4-0. It was a Friday I went and that I was in that bar. It was 4-0 at the time, and Carolina won 6-1.
Yeah.
And just got a complete beating. That's right. He was a Canadiens fan because he had a cousin who played for the Canadiens.
Well, Carolina won back-to-back overtime 3-2 games, and it was...
And then they outscored
just took
them
everything
10-1.
Out of Montreal. Yep.
Yeah. 10-1. Who do you want to win the NBA Finals?
The NBA?
Yeah.
I don't care. You know what? I think both stories are good. I would like the Spurs to get it out of the way. If you want to know the truth,
I don't
want Wemby to be hungry for it.
Get it out of the way. Yeah. This could be the beginning of multiple MVPs and championships.
Yeah. Well, or
this could be a run
that he gets really complacent, probably gains a lot of weight. Okay, he's not going to care anymore. He won his NBA title. Boom, we're, and the Rockets take over.
Did you hear
what
he said? Yep. He made a comment that he's so desperate to win, he feels like he's going to die if he doesn't win a championship. Like, he's got this crazy level of desperation, which I hate that
That's
he's
what
got
I'm saying.
High
Get it out of the way.
Character.
Get it out of the way. I don't need him having being desperate all the time. I need him to, you know, probably get fat and sassy.
Yeah, I mean, if
you know,
he's
maybe
do
start,
it,
maybe he'll start doing drugs. I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yep. You got a better chance just cheering for injury, though. If I'm, I know you don't like to do that, but I'm just saying.
No, I mean, if he gets a cocaine addiction, that's fine.
Cocaine addiction for a Zoomer? I don't know. I don't know if they play. I think it would be pills more than cocaine.
Pills? Okay. He won't even drink.
No,
he won't even drive
around.
I'm
not saying Wimby would. I'm just
he's
saying.
A Zoomer. He's not having sex. He's not driving. He's
picking,
not drinking. None of this.
If we're
stuff.
Picking a drug of choice, it wouldn't be cocaine.
He's blocking a lot of shots, though. Yeah, it wouldn't be
It'd
cocaine.
It'd be pills.
Well, okay.
If you're looking for the downfall of the greatest prospect in the last 20 years, go with pills, John.
Well, he might vape.
You think vape is going to get him?
It won't
vape
get him.
Could kill him.
He'll vape. He, it won't get him,
it won't
but he'll,
kill
he
him.
Might vape, though. I'm just saying, his age group, they vape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, it's weird. Walking through the streets of New York, you almost never smell weed every single step you take.
It really is.
It's every single step you take. It's like, it's the dankest, skunkiest stuff in the world. It's every, and then you get a block where you're like, oh, I don't smell weed. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Yep. There it is. And, hey. If you golf, I got a place for you to go, Houston National Golf Club, a links-style course. We played there. Well, we played at Sterling, which is the neighbor. They're all together. Sterling is private. Houston National is public. And you got a unique layout. It's the links style. They also got a lighted driving range, back deck bar and grill. So if you're up in the Cypress area, it's a great place to go at night. They got a lighted driving range, and you got a bar and grill right there. Houston, and you how about getting up to Texas A&M on the campus, the golf club at A&M. It's ranked among the top public courses in Texas. So if you're ever up in the Texas A&M area, get on up there, College Station. Cypress Bend Golf Club, also part of the Sterling family, and it's really cool. Toledo Bend, if you've never been, Toledo Bend is awesome. Beautiful. I mean, how long the lake goes, and you got so much fishing and golf, and you got a stay and play packages available. It's just about, it's in Manny, Louisiana, I don't know, about 3.5 hours away. It's gorgeous. Three incredible courses, one standard. Visit Sterling Golf. That's with 1G, Sterling with 1G, sterlinggolf.com. And book your next round today. Get on out there to Manny, Louisiana. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Great place for a bunch of guys to go and fish and golf and drink and fun. Okay? It is sterlinggolf.com.
Yes. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Del. I don't think we really hit on a lot of stuff today. I don't know that we missed anything today. We're pretty damn good. The Astros did sign 8 Latin American players. One kid. They signed a couple of shortstops. They gave $2.3 million to this Albert Fermin. He's 6'3", 190. He's a specimen now. He's a big dude. This is where the Astros can get good, Lance, where this is where they've always been really, really good.
You know, Luke, that's right, John.
Oh, is he not there?
No. He left 30 seconds before he came back from the break because he still doesn't get how this works. Sit down for 2.5 minutes and then leave 30 seconds before we come back.
So anyway, this is where they can get good. And this is where, you know, maybe this is where they've been good. They're Latin American. They're the way that they go about it. They picked up the 19th prospect in Latin America. So a Cuban shortstop. But they also gave up $1.4 million to another shortstop. Get as many shortstops as you can. They can play anywhere. That's what if you're playing shortstop in Latin America, you can play anywhere in the field. So that's something. What else? Did we miss anything else, though?
It's hard for me to say because I tuned you guys out the last hour or so. So I'm not sure what you talked about. I heard some aspiration stuff. You got to that. What else? Well, it wasn't a great day for A&M yesterday. They lose to USC, so they're out of the College World.
Yeah.
They're out of the tournament.
Did we talk about Texas and Texas Tech or all women's softball, softball champion?
You mean all Texas?
All Texas,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen. Mia Williams, Jason Williams' daughter, she hit a game-winning home run in the first game, and then they shut down Alabama.
She didn't get hit after that? No one threw pitches at her again?
I can't speak to that. Okay. I didn't see the whole game. But they did win two. They were the team coming in with the loss. They won two, so Tech versus Texas for the crown. So will Sark and Joey McGuire make an appearance?
But they still play two out of three, don't they?
Yeah, it's a series going. Once you get out of the semifinals, you play a series. Hopefully Sark and Joey McGuire will show up and battle it out in Oklahoma City.
How fun would that be?
Let's keep that going. Let's have a war of words and keep that going. What else is out
there? Yeah, but I'm with Sark on this one. I mean, it's ridiculous. Texas Tech's schedule is ridiculous.
Keep your mouth shut.
Them to get in, I mean, versus what other teams have to face.
Well, he's already predicting before the season plays out. What if you lose four games, Sark? Then you're going to seem pretty stupid. You better not lose four games. You're going to be in real trouble. Look, I understood. The schedule ain't great for them. But perhaps Texas Tech, with apparently no quarterback this year, at least not one that they wanted, you may not have to worry about him. It may be another school in the Big 12 because Sorsby don't look like he's playing.
No.
So just go win your games. What are you so concerned with? The only reason you're pissy is because you didn't beat Florida, who was 4-8.
Yep. The Mountaineers are going.
That went viral.
They're playing Cal Poly.
Well, that's part of what's going on. Florida, who hosted a regional, they lost to Troy twice yesterday, so they're eliminated. You have Cal Poly making it.
Troy, who's never been there. West Virginia's never been there.
Yeah, they beat
Cal
Kentucky.
Poly's never been there.
And USC hadn't made a super regional. They've been a West Coast power.
Might have been there. They just never won a game there.
But
somebody is going to win a game that's never won a game in the College World Series.
But USC has won titles, hadn't been to a super regional in 20 years.
Wow.
And they took out A&M yesterday to do that. So we got some new faces, certainly some old standbys like Texas and stuff like that. But I don't know that baseball is dominated by NIL, but you would just assume because of the new faces that NIL is a factor. But it's Troy and Cal Poly, so that can't be an explanation for it. But, yeah, you've got some new faces doing some things they've never done before in college baseball.
Will Tech and Texas fight in the Women's World Series?
Well, Mia Williams, daughter of Jason Williams, ain't about backing down.
Mm-mm.
It'll just be a question of does Texas hit her three or four times. Then we might see something.
I don't think they have a reason to, though.
They don't really have a reason to.
There's no beef there. I think we may be out on softball fight.
Started it.
Although, did you see where there was another thing where – what was it? So the Texas Tech player, the Tennessee coach, she claimed the Tennessee coach said something extra to her, and coach said, all I said was good game to every one of them.
And then
they broke down the ESPN, did a breakdown.
You couldn't find evidence of her saying what she was accused of saying.
Don't you wish you were here?
Yeah, like you shouldn't have left or whatever the phrase was about transferring. There's no real – after watching the tape, ESPN could not prove that was said, so – It's been a lot of stuff in the college Women's World Series, and now we got the in-state battle for supremacy in Oklahoma, of all places.
Something that you guys probably didn't talk about yesterday needs to be talked about is it looks like Mobland is bowing to.
Well, they were trying to
Tom Hardy to make sure
the name of Tom Hardy.
They're trying to get him back in because apparently he was making everyone wait, and he was being an a-hole like he's done on different places, and then. I was like, well, I ain't watching that anymore if Tom Hardy's not on it. And then everyone else was saying that too. And I think they realized, we'll have to let Tom Hardy be an a-hole. Let's figure this out.
The back and forth between what Tom Hardy actually did and what he didn't do was just
incredible.
In the trades and publicists saying this and that, turns out
publicists like, it's actually Helen Mirren is the bitch. That's what the new spin is. Like, what an a-hole, Tom Hardy. What a total a-hole. I'm like, no. And then the Hollywood Reporter says, actually, we're hearing from sources Helen Mirren was the problem. Like, oh, I see this. The publicists are at it.
I'm Russell Wilson is joining CBS.
That's going to be a massive failure.
Why?
Why?
It's not going to work.
He's not going to say anything?
I just think he's going to be just as milquetoast as he is.
Well, don't isn't that what they're looking for on the
show? It's not, but that's
they're not looking for controversy on that show.
Why are they looking for that?
Well, that's what they always do. They hire the quarterbacks who don't
you know
say
who they
much.
Need? You guys are too afraid to say
who,
it.
Who
I'll
do
say
they
it.
Need? Who do they
Big
need?
Big Perk.
Big Perk on football?
Yes.
Oh,
let's get some
no.
Big Perk over there.
The most they'll no. do is Gronk. And Fox already has him.
Why? He's what are you talking about?
He's perfect.
Big Perk.
Big Perk.
No, Russ is perfect for the former court. He's younger than the other guys they have.
With Boomer Esiason and
perfect for CBS.
And, yeah, no, he actually is perfect for CBS. And in that, I don't care to watch it.
I mean, is there anybody more milquetoast than Tom Brady?
Not when he's talking about practice squad players.
No, boy, he crushed
them. We didn't talk about that. That was over the line. I don't.
He was.
Tom shouldn't have said all that. How can he speak to that? It's so stupid. I couldn't believe that was actually.
Former players came after him.
That was an actual quote from Tom Brady. Tell people what he said.
Well, you know what? Let me grab it.
That's all he said.
Well,
go ahead. Well, that's all. They don't care. They make $264,000 a year. They don't care. They don't want to play. They just want to get their money.
And I've seen guys who do play. They've been under the pressure.
And they crumble because they're not ready for the pressure.
Yeah, and they crumble because
they want to avoid the pressure.
So they play great in practice, and then when they're out on the field during games, they crumble. So they would much rather just collect the practice squad checks.
It's just such a stupid thing to say. Oh, a guy would actively want to take $600,000 less and not have a chance for the pension that you get to? Because you don't get pension for being on practice squad.
No.
It makes no sense. You get to pension after, I think it's 4 years. For a pro football player?
What's he thinking?
Well, the players who are in that realm of having to fight their way up from a practice squad came after him. Like,
he remembers certain
what
guys.
What are you talking about? What are you saying? Even like backup quarterbacks who did the practice squad thing, like Ben Kurt, who's making a career for himself, talking about football, was like, no, that's not – no, I wanted to – I scratched and clawed for the chance to be on the active roster – for a game. What are you talking about, Tom? I got Tom Brady as I don't do Mount Rushmore, but the top of my list of guys, former players who would be awful as coaches.
Well, how about that Greg Olsen won an Emmy?
Well, yeah, Greg's better than him.
Yeah, he won an Emmy and he's on the second team and Brady didn't.
It was never a question of who was better. It's just it's Tom Brady, so he's
it's
on the
Tom Brady.
He's number one.
Yep. All right, let's break. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell your car. Sell me your car. That's what John Clay Wolf says, and you should. I mean, if you don't go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, then you don't care about money. Then you don't. And listen, what is your car made of? It's all. It's nothing. It's a hunk of junk. It is just. It's metal, and it's all wires, and it's all that stuff. What do you care about? What do you care if you're going to sell it to your nephew or your niece and you don't want to charge them? I get that. Or your son, your kid, you're going to give it, pass it down. That's great. That's all fine. But if you're just selling your car, get as much as you can for it. So you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because you don't know what your car is worth. You can go to the dealership and they'll blue book for you. I don't even know if their blue book is still available. I don't know if that still is a thing. But they'll tell you what it's worth. They're going to give you less. Yep. They're going to give you less at the dealership. They're going to give you less at CarMax. They just are. They just want to get is they want to get it for as low as possible and sell it for as high as possible. John Clay Wolf says, "I'll pay more. I'll pay more and make less when I resell it. That's fine by me." And he's built a huge, huge business doing that every single day. So he'll give you more. Why not take more at GiveMeTheVIN.com? If you're going to sell your car, one place that you have to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A lipstick thong wearing Hollywood senior. He looks like he's about 90, maybe older. He says he has the right to flash exasperated neighbors. Do you think... Oh, he's 79 years old.
That's not old enough to be flashing people.
I don't know. 79, you start to think, I'll do whatever I want.
My dad is 80, and all I can think of is my dad would not be flashing anybody.
Right.
He's of right sound mind. This is not acceptable.
He told someone else, I have a right to walk around naked under Florida Statute 800.001. And it's only illegal in parks, not in public. Do you think it's legal for this 79-year-old to walk around naked?
I don't think he knows the law. You tell us.
Yeah. You tell us. Guilty or not guilty, John?
Guilty.
That's what we figured. And you don't even have to have a picture.
Yeah. Yep.
No, don't say that. Del's mic was off. Here's one. In Los Angeles news, if you spend $15,000 a year at Erewhon, you can get your smoothie made before anyone else's, Eater reported. That's just one of the perks of the reserve tier of that chain's membership program. John, you're in L.A., and you've heard of Erewhon. Yeah. Would you be willing to pay $15,000 a year so your smoothie gets made faster?
Can't wait to pay $15,000 at Erewhon. You get a sandwich and maybe a smoothie for $15,000.
They have one in Houston? Or not the same kind, right?
Yeah, it's the same.
In Houston?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Their smoothies are $21.
We were told that the guy who started Erewhon is making a knockoff brand of it here. That's what the group chat told us.
And a cheaper one.
And a cheaper version.
Well, yeah. I'm seeing one Erewhon where...
In Richmond, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Guess what?
Houston...
It has to be cheaper. This freaking place... Yeah, it's $20 smoothies, $40 sandwiches. It's ridiculous. My wife joined too. I'm like,
what?
Not for $15,000.
She's got to spend $15,000 there. I'm telling you can do that in two trips. It's the worst. We're not doing that. And she's like, No, I am.
She's doing it. Maybe not you.
Okay. A Tokyo bar run by Buddhist monks has become an online sensation, an unusual blend of cocktails, chanting, and death-themed rituals. You can go in there and get heaven and hell-inspired drinks, which also include beatings.
What? What do you mean beatings? Catch beatings from the monks?
From the monks.
The monks are going to throw you a beating?
They can throw you a beating if you want to go to hell, you can get your beaten. Yeah,
that's what. And so this is the thing people are doing now.
You can also, for 1,000 yen, try a coffin experience, wearing a white robe and lying inside a flower-filled coffin as a monk chants and strikes a wooden fish.
Yeah, but young people won't drink and have sex and drive when they're 16. But they'll be in a freaking coffin.
Why are you looking for young people to have sex and drive?
Because that's normal. Mm-hmm. Not to be beaten up by monks.
Are good decisions made? When
I want to be in a coffin and get beaten by a monk.
Let me ask you something.
You know
what?
You're just bored because you can't Instagram drinking a beer.
As long as she says yes, it's a good decision.
Relax. Let me ask you something, Lance. You have a bunch of young kids.
Yeah.
Do you think they're good decision makers?
No. I also think they're making decisions like I was making.
Do you think they treat sex responsibly?
I don't know. I'm not going to be allowed to talk about anything on the air. I immediately know that I shouldn't answer.
Right,
my wife has spies who listen.
All right, then.
So I'm not talking about this.
I think you both of you rail against the young people not having sex and doing the things you guys did. Perhaps knowing your kids, they're better off.
Oh, Drake, I was leaving for work when I was working at 790, and I was taken off for work, and in his car, he was driving back in, thought he was being smooth. Driving back in, as I was like, you dumbass, you snuck out. You don't know what time I go to work. You don't know to be back before then. One time I walked in his room and like, hey, what's that girl doing there right now at 5:30 in the morning? Yeah, so Drake, not responsible. He was more like he's more like me and
you
John.
You don't want your kids being like you?
No.
No, but yeah, well, but I do want that generation to be. I'd like for Gen Z to.
Who cares? Who's looking
Wait
for
a
more?
Minute, but this is Gen good. Alpha, what, we got know? Off topic here. The bar offers, this is something that is good
bar.
For kids.
I forgot it's a bar.
Including a free beating on the shoulder with a kisaku, a flat wooden stick traditionally used in Zen practice to keep monks alert during meditation.
Discipline.
Yes, this is what kids need.
Discipline.
They need a beating.
That's true. I mean, if they get a beating, and as long as it's hard.
And they're paying for it.
Yes.
Well, that's the part.
Pay
that's
for
crazy.
The beating. Yep.
That's
I'm all for
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yep.
Hey,
we're done.
And then they immediately are going to I'm calling Child Protective Services.
No,
you beat me like
it.
You
not,
can't. These monks are not your dad.
And you paid for it.
And you
so.
Paid for
you
it.
You paid for it.
I'm
you
sorry.
Wanted
but,
it.
I'm sorry.
You wanted
What's
it.
A good girl's name? I don't even know. Quinn.
Stop saying that, John. We get it. Thank you for enough.
We got to go. Mopey and Mapes are
Why
next.
Do you listen
Hope
so close to the
day.
Show,
Because
John.
I'm trying to save us.
We'll talk again tomorrow, everybody. Go Astros.